Gentleman from Minnesota is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, I yield myself such time as I may consume.
Gentleman is recognized.
And I rise today in support of the conference report on H.R. 2, the Agriculture Improvement Act of 2018. The conference report we are considering today would reauthorize Farm Bill programs for 5 years. The 2014 Farm Bill expired on September 30th, and while the road to get here has had a few bumps along the way, I'm glad that we're finally able to reach an agreement, and now it's the time to get this done. During a time when rural America is facing a downturn in the farm economy and a trade war that's taking a toll on crop, livestock, and dairy producers from coast to coast, this bill will provide needed certainty to farmers and ranchers. The bill continues a variety of commodity, conservation, trade, nutrition, credit, rural development, research, energy, and specialty crop programs. It also provides a permanent mandatory funding for several of the programs that first got mandatory funding in the 2008 Farm Bill when I was last chairman. These include the Local Food and Farmers Market Promotion Program, the Value-Added Producer Grant Program, the BFRDP program, organic research, and Section 2501 outreach programs. One of the most important pieces in this bill, however, is the improvement that it makes for our dairy farmers. The economic downturn in farm country has hit dairy industry probably hardest of all. And in my home state of Minnesota and neighboring Wisconsin, an average of 2 dairies are going out of business every day. The provisions in this bill will provide expanded, affordable coverage options and more flexibility for dairy farmers, and I am proud to put my name on this program. We are also providing $300 million in mandatory funding for animal disease programs at a time when our U.S. livestock industry is facing a continued danger from unchecked threats from different areas. That money will go to increasing our ability to prevent and respond to animal pests and diseases that harm our animals and threaten the viability of our livestock operations. There are folks who have liked to have seen, who would have liked to have seen different directions taken on several issues in this bill, but this is a conference report where the House and Senate figure out where the common ground is. I'm proud of the work that we did together on this bill, and I am very appreciative of the hard work of the majority and its staff, as well as my staff, under the direction of Ann Simmons and Troy Phillips. My staff put their whole selves into this bill, and I want to thank and commend them, Lisa Shelton, Keith Jones, Prescott Martin, Katie Zenk, Patrick Delaney, and a special thanks to my former staffers who worked on the bill, Mary Kniggy, Liz Freelander, and Evan Jerkovich, and to Clark Ogilvy, who missed the Farm Bill so much that he came back to the committee to help us finish it. And thank you also to Patty Ross and the Leader's Office, Tom Marr and the Whip's Office for their help, and all of the folks at USDA and CBO for their hard work in getting us to this point. Also the House and Senate Legislative Councils who helped us put this bill together. So I think we have a good bill, a good compromise. I would encourage my colleagues to support this effort, and I look forward to continuing the discussion on many of these issues into the next Congress.